Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steelers just wrapped up practice. You'll hear Mike Tomlin a little bit later on give a report on things. Comes Mueller into the room like the Kool-Aid man. We're back on the air, Chris. Did you have to take a dump?
No, Craig told me 6 minutes, and I thought I had come back within 6 minutes.
No, you lost track of time.
No, I didn't.
Pay a fine.
Pay a fine in kangaroo court?
We should have a fine jar, yes.
Oh, come on. I don't...
Don't you think so, Craig? You show up late for a segment, I think there should be a fine. What do you want to make the dollar figure? I'm not going to hold you to this now, but I think moving forward, we should have you pay a fine if you're late for a segment.
50 cents.
Oh, stop.
A dollar?
No, it's got to be more than that. That's not enough to curb behavior.
That's like at least 10% of my paycheck.
Late for a segment, 10 bucks.
Wow.
That's the kangaroo
court
price.
I'm not late, though.
Yeah, you were.
How late?
At least 2 minutes.
2 minutes, Craig?
Yes. Don't blame him.
Hold on here. I will blame him because he told me 6 minutes. I came back 6 minutes later.
No, you did not. You were more than 6 minutes.
You were back in 8.
Bull. I also ran through some sort of strange bug.
Strange bug? We're indoors. What are you talking about?
There was a bug in the hallway. I literally ran into a strange bug.
So that's what kept you from getting in here?
No, I got in here 2 seconds
after that. If you had walked in and said, I got stung by a bee, that's why I'm late for the segment, I would understand that. I would have sympathy for you.
I was doing work.
No excuses. These are Tom Coughlin rules in this room.
Important work.
Like what?
Making sure I had some stuff on the back end done and finished.
6 o'clock, not on our time, buddy.
Oh, man. I am seething right now.
Our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette, in a second.
Oh, here we go.
There it is.
Maybe I should get this music when I walk in late.
Craig, bring it down a little bit. I think this will be a good bed because I want to bring Ed in with this. Another Hall of Famer, John Clayton's thoughts on Aaron Rodgers.
As far as Aaron Rodgers, I mean, I think it's almost a guarantee that he's out of there after the season. And, of course, to get a quarterback like him, you're probably going to get Aaron Rodgers for a first-rounder next year and a second-rounder that upgrades to a first.
Do you think the Steelers should or will be interested in Aaron Rodgers if it comes to that, John?
If Ben's not back, yeah, I think they have to consider it strongly because you've seen that Kevin Colbert's been a little bit more aggressive in trading to get the players that he wants. I mean, he traded up to 10 to get Devin Bush. I mean, he made the trade to get Micah Fitzpatrick. And, of course, now if Ben's not back next year, and I still don't rule out the fact that Ben could be back, then I think you definitely have to look at Aaron Rodgers because, I mean, you still want to keep going for that Super Bowl run.
John Clayton, one Hall of Famer to another, Ed Bouchette. Ed, care to react to that?
You know, I've known John and loved John. I've known him for over 40 years, and I respect him immensely. He's one of the hardest workers, and knew more about football than most people.
That's why I never go against him.
I have to disagree with him here. I do not think. How old's Aaron?
38.
He's 38.
He turns 38 in December.
But he seems like a young man out there on the field. He looks like
he's
his old.
Spry.
He looks like his 28-year-old self.
They all do until they don't.
There is, in all seriousness, Ed, though, there is not the look when you look at Aaron Rodgers now versus when he started as a starter in Green Bay, so 13 or so years ago. It does not look like the disparity between young Ben Roethlisberger and current Ben Roethlisberger. It looks much closer.
He got a late start. He was a late bloomer because he was behind Favre. He avoided all those hits for 3 years.
Father time is unbeaten, and I'm not trading a first-round pick for a year of Aaron Rodgers. Just not.
I wouldn't trade a first-round pick for a year. I'd trade two first-round picks for 4 or 5 years of Aaron Rodgers, Ed.
Okay, Chris. That's why you're on a talk show and not the general manager of the Steelers. I don't see it. They had to pretty much, you know, bring a parade into Art Rooney's office to convince him to trade for Minka. And Minka had how many years? He was how old? He was. It's just not going to happen. You guys can talk to it until we're all blue in the face. It's not going
to
happen.
Well, but John, you have to admit, John Clayton gives it instant credibility, Ed. This isn't a blogger, as you say, or a Twitter troll.
This is
John freaking Clayton. I have to give it gravitas. I have to give it.
I agree.
It's proper
with you.
Due.
And John is, I just gave him all the, you know, perps.
You built him up to tear him down, Ed. You gave him all kinds of compliments, and then you smashed him in the balls.
Is that like a reverse compliment sandwich?
He did grow up in Braddock.
He calls it Braddock, by the way.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know why.
Interesting pronunciation.
You're from around the Lebanon area of Pennsylvania. Is it Lebanon?
We've done this before with Ed.
No, you pronounced it right the first time. It's different from here. It's Mount Lebanon, right?
Mount Lebanon.
Lebanon. Mm. And it's Lancaster, not Lancaster.
All right.
That's Bert.
Ed, my question to you would be, if Father Time is undefeated, then this has to be Ben's final year here, right? Because you don't pay a 40-year-old quarterback, do you?
If he has a good season at 39, I do.
But you wouldn't want to pay Aaron Rodgers the freight for that? He's better than Ben. He's the reigning MVP. You're killing me, Ed.
I'm not bringing in a 40-year-old quarterback for a first-round pick. I want to start over. I'm sorry. I want to go find my next quarterback. I don't want that 40-year-old thumb in the dike. I want a new guy. You know?
But you do want a 40-year-old Ben because you'd feel
you wouldn't have to give up a first-round pick that for 40-year-old Ben, Chris.
I understand that part of it, but still. One guy's the reigning MVP. The other guy had to answer a lot of questions as to whether he could still play football by the end of last year.
And the other guy hasn't won a Super Bowl since when?
2010.
Since he beat the other guy, Ben Roethlisberger, who hasn't even been back to one. Neither of them have since then.
Well, neither has Rodgers.
Well, by that logic,
Rodgers
Ed,
crapped the bed in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, he did. He did. He did.
He's been to back-to-back ones. That's twice as many as Ben has been to.
By that logic, Ed, you would have never wanted Dan Marino in this town because he didn't win diddly poo.
Not at his age. Not at his age. I wouldn't have. No, would not have.
But you never hold the sins of Dan Marino's failures in Miami against him. You blame other guys like Don Shula and their lack of a running game. You always put Marino on a pedestal, Ed.
Well, that's true.
So you're trying to have it both ways. You praise Marino and you rip Rodgers.
Only when you're comparing him to Ben.
I know you haven't.
Do you have any other?
No, I know you haven't been at practice every day.
We're going to pick at this scab for the entirety of this interview, Ed.
And
sorry.
I know you haven't been at practice every day, but from what you've maybe heard or seen, what would you say are some big Steelers takeaways from camp so far?
Well, it sounds like Najee is not only doing well, but he finally got rid of the yellow wristband.
No, it was back on today.
That was big. It was back on today.
Yep.
Well, where did he have it off yesterday?
Kabali, 3 hours ago, 2:12. Well, Najee Harris with the yellow wristband back.
That to me is a problem, then. That's a problem. I wasn't at practice today. I'm working on some other stuff.
Well, you got Hall of Fame stuff next week. Of course you are.
Yeah, I got huge. You guys will enjoy it, I think. I got a different kind of Bill Cowher story tomorrow. Really different.
And I get an alert every time you write an article over at The Athletic, so of course I wouldn't miss it. I do.
Do you?
I do.
So you have alerts for Ed set up on your phone.
Ed and Gentile. Yep.
Well, those are strange. Those are strange writing bedfellows.
Sean, your thing probably doesn't pop up very often. I think he's been on vacation all summer.
That's a good one.
Seeing as there's probably about a 75% chance Sean is listening and about 100% chance.
That's why I said it.
Well, right. I don't know. If he's not listening, the best part about this show is there's like 20 different people we know that'll text him and make sure he
and
goes
and
hears
it. And there's
a
ton of different ways to listen back, like at
anyway
Odyssey. So you think the wristband thing is a problem, Ed? Why?
Well, it means he has not taken the vaccination, right? And you guys all know the roadblocks they're throwing in front of those people.
Yep.
You know, I mean, coaches have been fired for it. They can't do it with players, but they're certainly throwing roadblocks.
Yep. I don't know how it's off one day and then back on the next day. That's what's perplexing to me, Ed. Off, it goes on, then off, then on is just very strange.
Yeah. Well, and nobody's asked Tomlin about it yet.
Which is
very strange.
Yeah, I know. I thought the same
thing.
Colbert
got asked about it and completely stonewalled his answer and just said
Steelers,
he couldn't say anything.
And the Steelers won't make Harris available either.
No, he hasn't been available since, when he was drafted. You know, back in
April.
OTAs, I think he was. Anyway, he hasn't been since training camp. And this is why I hate football anymore. It's just it's so tough to cover. No, I mean for me.
No, I know, Ed. It's hard.
How do you cover it? I mean, training camp. I grew up with training camp. You just walk up to players and start interviewing them. And now you have to have, you know, three copies 24 hours before you want to.
Yeah, you need like a subpoena or like a
you
got to
serve
a
player.
Yeah.
I go back to the day when Joe Gordon was the PR guy and you'd say, Joe, I want to interview Jack Lambert. And he'd get back, he'd go, he's in room 103. And you just go in to knock on his door and go in his room and sit down and talk to Lambert.
Do you think the players would be amenable to that if there weren't other layers by a bureaucracy? Or do you think the players have become less willing to talk to, in addition to all the layers and hurdles put in front of you by the team itself?
There's no doubt. I mean, recent training camps, used to always be able to get a player walking off the field in the afternoon practice. We just go up to him as he walked off the field. Well, we were limited to one side of the field. They started going to the other side and getting on carts and having the carts take them up to the locker room so we couldn't interview them. Now, I don't know that's why they did it. They probably did it because they were tired and the cart was available and natural, but you couldn't interview them. So, after practice, which used to be a really good time to talk to somebody, hardly, if you want to get the scrubbinis, you can get them, but the stars, forget it.
Ed, did you hear about the Steelers training camp hysteria from today? This is funny. I think you'll like this one. They're freaking out. Did you hear why?
No, I've been
because
doing stuff. No.
Yeah, that big article that I'm going to look forward to next week.
I got two today.
Well, even better. So,
Pony knew that because he has alerts that go off when those articles posted.
So fans are at Heinz Field, that's now open to the public, and they're recording plays from practice on their phone, and they're putting them on Facebook and Twitter, and they're going viral, and it's not part of the practice session where, like, KDKA could record Ben going through
exactly
his warm-ups.
I know exactly what you're going to say, Pony. Go ahead.
So they're telling fans to stop, but I don't see how they're actually going to get them to stop.
Listen, before training camp, years ago before training camp, I used to write a thing, all the things to look for in training camp, blah, 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 blah. And then I'd say what you could do, you know, how to get autographs. I'd list all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say banned from training camp. And I'd go, you know, Ravens coaches, trying to get funny. And I'd go, cameras. They won't let you have cameras. If you look, everybody's got their phone, and they're all recording everything. There's nothing they can do about it. Nothing. And here's another thing. They don't allow certain parts of practice. The reporters aren't allowed to take videos and post them.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the fans in the stands are up there doing just that. And like you said, on Facebook, blah, 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 blah. I was at a practice, Latrobe, at night. With, you know, fans are packing the stadium. Ben got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I took a video. I posted it. 30 seconds later, a PR guy came up to me and said, you got to take that down. I go, what? He goes, you're not allowed to put any videos up during this part of practice. I go, everybody up there in the stands has that video up there.
Yep.
He goes, well, if you want to be credentialed and be on the sideline and You can't. So there you go. Better to be a fan than a reporter. You get more access.
Oh, man. I am thinking of so many one-liners
right
now.
What if you retweet a fan's video of what happens? Do you get your credentials revoked that way?
Oh, I think a retweet is an endorsement in that case, and Ed's in big trouble. I would think. So wait, this has been going on since the Latrobe days, because I said to Pony, the weird thing is this is the first time I remember it being a big enough deal that the Steelers tried to, you know, that it made more news.
They're trying to admonish fans for it. They're trying to shame them.
I would have thought in like 2017, 18, 19, you know, this would have been a thing.
I've never heard them trying to stop the fans from doing it, other than back in the camera days, you know, before phone days when you couldn't bring cameras and they could tell, you know, if there were somebody up there.
Here's the sign on the Jumbotron today. Dulac tweeted it out. Steelers Nation, don't help our opponents. Please do not post video of our training camp plays on social media.
What if the opponents are in the stands?
That's what I mean. Why wouldn't Belichick just send people? Practice this accent. It sounds absolutely reprehensible.
No, I bet he does have somebody
and
at every
just
NFL
somebody
training
wearing Steelers
camp.
Gear. He should. Why shouldn't the Steelers? If I found out that Mike Tomlin had a secret program where 31 Steelers fans were dispatched and paid surreptitiously.
Fans, they're working for the organization.
Right.
They're just in normal clothes.
We're just paid low-key to go and pose as fans of other teams. I'd say, good job, Mike. That is doing your diligence and trying to get a leg up.
Man, they are paranoid, Ed, huh?
Well, again, back in the old days before these things, the Washington football team decided to charge for going to training camp. Like, if you're a fan, you wanted to go watch practice, you had to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the NFL had a rule: if you're charging, then anybody can get in, including other team scouts. And scouts were going to their training camp and getting all this information. And the Washington football team now decided, oh, we didn't realize that, and they shut that down quickly. But yeah, there's so many stupid rules, and the fans are up there; they could do anything they want.
Mm-hmm.
They can send it. Nope, nobody's stopping somebody from Buffalo to be down there.
Can you imagine a Steelers fan just DMing the Patriots Twitter feed?
God.
Well, Buffalo, where's the opener?
Right.
You know, you can go down and watch every practice if you want.
Take
notes. All the
See, Bills videos. Fans, I don't think, could pose as Steelers fans.
Get your phone out.
Yep.
They'd be too busy putting each other through tables in the parking lot. They'd give themselves away.
No, but Ed's saying a Bills scout is just there.
I know.
Doing all that work.
I know we're laughing about this. I'm very serious when I say if I coached an NFL team, I would absolutely be doing this. It'd be stupid not to.
Ed, before we let you run, what are your thoughts on all the Simone Biles stuff? I'm very intrigued. We like your sage wisdom on this show.
Yeah, you know, she has done so much and gone through so much, including, that doctor.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she's detailed that.
Yeah, Ed. I'm very sympathetic for her. I really am. I know people think, well, she did all this and she gets to the Olympics and now she quits. Well, there's a breaking point, right?
Yeah, I agree.
There's a breaking point, and she probably finally reached it. And the fact that I was kind of neat that another one from U.S. won the gold medal, and
mm-hmm.
who probably would not have if she didn't drop out.
Yep. Ed, are you watching any of the Olympics?
No, I'm sympathetic. No, I don't watch it.
Have you covered Olympics?
No, never covered Olympics, never wanted to. It's not on my bucket list.
What do you think of the one event called, what do you think of dressage, Ed, where they have horses just dance around? That's all it is.
What?
There's an event called dressage where, you know, it's a horse riding event. It's an
equestrian
event. And I'm sorry, yes, a horsey riding event. It's an equestrian event. And it's literally just a rider getting a horse to, for lack of a better word, dance around an area.
Yep.
Well, I tweeted it won't be long before they have an event and a gold medal for rock, paper, scissors.
I would be all about that.
Ed, are there any bucket list things left for you to cover while we're on that topic? Is
no,
there any?
No.
How about
no,
a long none. Feature piece on the PM team for The Athletic?
Oh, my God. That would put him into early retirement if that happened.
Yeah, you're right. They probably, would Then
you'd reject. You would reject that assignment, Ed. You can be honest. They told you to embed with us for 2 weeks. You wouldn't do it.
I've done it on talk shows, so I did it years ago. I went and covered. Myron Cope had this thing, probably before you guys were born, where he had, he only did 1 or 2 hours a night. Well, they did 4 hours, and they had Bob Prince in there, and they had Stan Saverin, John Steigerwald. I mean, there were 8 people in there, and I was sent to cover it, and it was kind of cool. It was kind
of
cool.
Man, those are like all of Muzzy's biggest fans right there that you named.
Yeah, people that really do.
Love me.
Yep. Prince?
No, well, I'm talking about Stan and especially John.
Yeah.
Big fans of mine.
Maybe Tom Prince, but, not Bob.
All right, Ed. Great stuff. We'll talk again next week.
All right, fellas. See you.
There you go.
Well, this was a tour de force this week.
Yeah.
I think we got things off to a rocky start, and we knew it, and we never tried to get them back.
You know what I love to do? I would say one of my favorite things to do in this business is when people think I have crazy takes. If I can get someone who is credible and respectable to agree with me, I love using that person as a human shield.
I enjoyed so much the setup of you just buttering poor John Clayton up to the nth degree so that you could toss him in the line
Greg,
of fire.
Do you know what I mean?
Ed.
It's like, don't come after me for this Aaron Rodgers opinion. John Clayton feels this.
He's
in
the Hall of Fame here. Just the messenger. Don't shoot
him. John's a Hall of Famer.
That's what I did. Remember, Cowher was intrigued by the Jameis Winston thing?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I remember that.
That got me fired up. That really got me going.
Man, you had Cowher out there just taking talk show bullets for you, man.
Kevin Costner in The Bodyguard. I think he had to respond to it.
Didn't the morning show have to, like, grudgingly assail Cowher
they had to
for agreeing with you?
They had to rip Cowher's ability to evaluate quarterbacks.
I think that says something about you that people... They could have just let sleeping dogs lie, but they've got... Your opinion is so odious to them and to others... Yeah. They've got to assail somebody they like just to go after you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.